Today we talking about the best part of being married.
Every second is precious.
Here we go.
Here we go. Welcome to More Time, a podcast about what we believe marriage is. Join us on all the wonderful ups and downs to discover what marriage truly is, a gift.
I went first on the last things, so I think it's fair that you go first.
The best part of being married. Yeah.
There's a lot of fun things about being married.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the best thing.
Maybe we'll say one thing, and then if those one things from each of us take a long time, we'll just have to be like, okay, and then we'll talk about something else next time.
I think it's having so long to grow the relationship. Like, you have the rest of your life to grow in friendship and love and knowledge of one another. And the thing is, I mean, as much as you learn about that person, every day goes by, they change a little bit. So you're going to continue to learn.
I like to learn.
Well, that's it. See y'all later.
Yep. Say it beautifully.
I tried to make it short.
Good job. No All one right. asked you to, but that's fine.
Try to make it count. Okay, you go.
Yeah, I think that in any good relationship, like, seeing each other develop is good and fun. Like, so essentially what you're saying, or piggybacking off what you're saying, is just being able to see someone continue to evolve, hopefully into a better person than when you first met them or dated them or whatever it is. And so I think that makes it fun. Seeing them grow in a lot of areas in life. Because there's a lot of stuff I wouldn't do before we got married. And it's just being married to you that has made me do a little bit more things out of my comfort zone. And I still don't do anything like too crazy.
Skydiving.
Well, you don't do that. I mean, something that would be likely, but
doing something unplanned.
Like, I mean, I will, I mean, you know, like, I will actually try something different, like try some different food, actually maybe go somewhere different every now and then, versus just being like, no, I want pizza and Chick-fil-A and hot dogs.
Right. Like,
period. And I still do want pizza, Chick-fil-A and hot dogs.
Yeah. Just not, it doesn't have to be every night now.
It doesn't. Like, you know, I mean, I was a solid, just give me grilled chicken at a Mexican restaurant. Now I'll get some fajitas. Now right. I will.
And actually eat the peppers and onions.
I might even add some avocado sauce. Or eat salsa. So.
Watch out.
You know, just being able to grow as a person with someone is pretty fun. Like that, like one random time where I was like, you know what I get? And you got me a quesadilla. And I'm like, what are you doing? Give me a quesadilla. Like, I haven't got a quesadilla in years. I eat fajitas now. Like,
I've stepped up.
Chicken and cheese quesadillas anymore.
Guys, you don't know how proud I was when she started eating peppers and onions. Like, I was like, look
at
you.
It has changed my life.
This is good, isn't it?
It has changed my life. And ironically, green peppers are my least favorite. And that's what, like, my parents always cooked with was green peppers, actually, or left out of my food because I didn't want it.
It's not surprising to me because, I mean,
they're the least sweet.
Yeah, exactly. The greens is the least sweet.
So, yeah. For me, I think just being able to be vulnerable is one thing that I really enjoy about being married. Like, no one knows me as well as you do. And that's really, really fun and unique, because every other relationship, like, you can share or have the same amount of vulnerability that you might want with someone. Like, only a marriage relationship can be a marriage relationship. You know, like, I can have 10 best friends. I know that's kind of like an oxymoron, but you know what I mean? Like, I can have 10 best friends, or have like a bunch of close friends, or have, you know, 10 good work relationships, but I can only have one marital relationship.
Right.
And what makes it special is, again, just like being able to know the details, the intimate details about the other person, and being able to say, only he knows that.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I really like that too.
Yeah,
it's fun. Another thing that is fun about marriage, that's not how we phrased it, but anyway,
they get the picture.
Yeah, is staying up late watching a Christmas movie in October.
Staying up late. And by late, we mean 11.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not like 3 in the morning.
No,
we actually are referring to 11 o'clock.
Yeah. 11 is late when you wake up at 4.
Or when you're 30 plus.
Yeah. and have a job. So, yeah.
It's Sunday night and you go in Monday morning.
Yeah. I just said that because I thought it'd make you laugh. So.
I'm sure. I'm sure that's why. I think we both said something that just is alluding to the vulnerability in a relationship and intimacy and just what is specific to a good, healthy marital relationship. Getting to know each other.
Getting to know all about you.
And being able to do that. We did not plan that.
Nope.
It just happened.
Yep.
And so that's fun. Those are the other fun little things about marriage. There's so much, actually. Because all we talked about was like just each other.
It's so funny. Like, I was going to say getting to serve one another. But that might just be me.
What do you mean?
Just because I like to serve. So.
But it's whatever you find fun about marriage.
Like, oh, okay.
It doesn't matter if it's
just not you. Just in general of marriage. It's just me.
Yeah, we don't know what work for anybody else's marriage.
It will. Do it.
Serving won't hurt. I'm pretty sure.
But yeah, I love, especially like when it's Friday.
Oh, Friday in this house.
Yay. Match pitch.
La.
Anyway, and you get home.
Oh,
and
I love it too. Okay. Favorite thing.
But when I've done like a lot of stuff around the house, and then I can tell that maybe you were like thinking about that in the back of your head, like, oh, I still have to do this and I still have to do this. Mm-hmm. But you walk in and you kind of walk around the house and I feel like you're like going to do those things, but then you're like, oh, this is done. And then you go to the next thing. It's like, oh, this is done. And it's like, ah. And I can see you just relax.
My advice would be every day to think that I'm thinking about all these things that I have to do.
I don't.
And just do them.
don't wait till
Friday.
I was going to say, I already know you do that, but every day is just a little much. So. Yeah. What was that?
Don't wait till Friday. Just make that assumption every day. Every day. That just hit me a little bit. Not because it's your fault, but man, that made me think like, ooh, tomorrow's Friday, but tomorrow is not Friday.
It is not.
And that was a tough reality.
Sorry to disappoint.
That's a tough reality that just hit me. But yeah, I mean, I can't express enough how peaceful that makes me when I'm like, oh my gosh, the laundry is done. That is so nice. Like, I don't have to, like you said, like, because in my mind, I'm like, oh man, I got to spend Saturday trying to do schoolwork and do house stuff. And to just not have to is so nice. because it leaves the whole weekend like kind of free. Even if we do end up just folding the clothes on Sunday night, like the fact that they're already washed and it's not hours of having to wait and all this stuff is so nice. Like, it's just such a relief. I really like when the food is ready when I get home. That is so fun. Because it's like, ooh, I'm going to pray and read and then I'm going to eat. So I do really, really appreciate that. And it really makes me feel special when I come home and things are done. So thank you so much for doing that. I really, really do appreciate it a ton. Loads.
You is welcome.
Thank you so much. I guess since you did another one, maybe I should do another one. A really fun thing about being married. Actually, you know what? I think we have done something similar to this before. Or either I just said this in something we were doing. And this is not like this is not a super serious thing, because I do have some more serious stuff that I could say. But this is just like a little cherry on top.
And cherry on top.
People have heard me say this before, that I like when I don't really want to do something and I get to say like, well, I need to talk to Brandon about it. Because I actually don't get to use that much anymore, because we really are like busy a lot. Like, I genuinely just have other stuff I have to do. But the sad thing is that instead of me just saying that, like, I just have added it to the calendar as like three things I need to do on that one day, instead of just being like, no, I actually, like, I'm doing this that day, so I can't do that.
Right.
So I don't even get to use my Brandon excuse anymore, really.
It sounds like you need to use it more often, actually.
get back to my original plan. Yeah. No, I got to see what Brandon wants to do. But yeah, so that's just a funny thing.
She's forgotten her tool bag.
I know it. Got to get back into my repertoire. But back when I like really didn't want to do something, I would say I need to talk with Brandon, or I need to see if he wants to do it or something like that. And I mean, I would talk with him, because I really do want to talk with him about stuff. Not because like, he's like, you need to check in. Like, I appreciate when he reaches out to me, because I'm not spontaneous and I don't like surprises of what we're doing. And so because of how I'm wired, I always like to talk with him before we do something that like someone has invited me to, or something like that, or something that maybe I don't know if he'll actually want to do. But there are a lot of times where people have asked me to do stuff that I'm like, I just don't want to do it. And I know that he knows I don't want to do it. So he'll probably say, let's not do it. And then we don't have to, but it doesn't make me feel bad. Like, I'm being mean and just was like, I don't want to do that, or I don't have time to do that. Cause yeah.
Yeah, you're talking about we were being busy now. I've actually used that more now, saying, well, I got to check with my wife just to make sure we don't have anything else going on. But I don't put that in there. I'm just like, well, let me see what Chanel's doing. So,
busy times.
Busy, and it's only getting busier.
It is. We're in the busy season. So, yeah, it's just funny. It is. That is a little thing I enjoy. When I use it, when it comes in handy, is what I'll say. So yeah,
got to take a Batik out and sharpen it.
maybe. Well, I think that this could go on pretty long.
It could, and we've already been talking for a little bit. So,
and I'm hungry.
And she's hungry, y'all. So time to go eat that food.
Other perk: having a husband that cooks.
Having a spouse that cooks. All right, well, hope y'all enjoyed this. If you are married, we hope you pick out things that you like about marriage and enjoy, and if you're not, we hope you pick out things that you look forward to, but don't set unrealistic expectations.
Just enjoy being married.
Just enjoy it. It's a gift. All right, till next time. Hey guys, thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode or you enjoy our podcast, please make sure to rate us on your preferred podcast platform. And to stay up to date on More Time, please follow us on Instagram @MoreTimeOfficial. That's where you can stay up to date, get all the latest news, take the polls, and where we can get information from you to learn more about you and what episodes that you want to hear. All right. Again, thank you for listening to the episode, and we'll see you next time.